Chapter 1. The Prison Ships. My father's family name was Pirrip, and my first name was Philip. When I was young, I couldn't say long words, so I called myself Pip. Soon, everybody was calling me Pip. I never saw my father or my mother. All I had ever seen were their names on the tombstone near the church by the wide river. The church was a mile from the village in flat fields where the wind blew in across the marshes. One cold late afternoon, when I was 7, I was visiting the tombstone and the 5 little tombstones of my brothers when I heard a deep, rough voice.
"Don't move, or I'll cut your throat."
It was a terrible man with wet grey clothes and an iron shackle on his ankle. He had no hat and wore broken shoes. I could feel him shaking with cold as his hands went around my neck.
"Oh, don't cut my throat, please."
I was terrified and could hardly speak.
"What's your name?" asked the man. "Quick!"
"Pip."
"Where do you live?"
I pointed across the lonely marshes to the village. The man stared at me for a moment and then picked me up, turned me over, and emptied my pockets. There was nothing in them except a piece of dry bread, which he ate hungrily. He put me down on a tombstone.
"Where's your mother?" he asked.
"There," I said, and pointed at her tombstone.
"And that's your father next to her?" he asked.
"Yes."
"So who do you live with?" he asked. "If I let you live, which I haven't decided yet."
"My sister," I said. "Mrs. Jo Gargery. She's the wife of Jo Gargery the blacksmith." The man thought for a moment and looked down at his ankle.
"Do you know what a file is?"
he asked, his hands still tight around my neck.
"Yes."
"Bring me a file and some food early tomorrow morning," he said, "or I'll cut your heart out. I'm not alone, you know. There's a cruel young man with me. If you don't come back, he'll find you, cut out your heart, and eat it."
I agreed to bring him some food and a file, if I could, and he lifted me down from the tombstone.
"Good night, sir,"
I said, and ran off across the empty marshes as fast as I could. As I ran, I looked around me for the cruel, young, heart-eating man, but I could not see anybody. My sister was 20 years older than me and had looked after me all of my life. Everyone in the village called her Mrs. Jo. She was a tall woman with black eyes and rough red skin. I had often felt her heavy hand or her stick across my back, and so had her husband Joe. Joe was a strong man with blue eyes and fair hair, and he was kind and happy, but not very intelligent. Mrs. Joe was usually angry with Joe, or with me, and Joe often tried to protect me from his wife. Joe's forge was next door to our house. When I got home, the forge was closed, and Joe was sitting alone in the kitchen.
"Mrs. Joe's out looking for you," warned Joe. "She's got her stick. She'll be back in a minute and you'll be in trouble. Hide behind the door."
I took Joe's advice, but when Mrs. Joe came in, she found me at once and hit me several times. I ran to Joe and hid behind his huge leg.
"Where have you been, you naughty boy?" she cried.
"To the church, to look at the tombstones," I answered.
"If it wasn't for me," said Mrs. Joe, You'd have been there yourself a long time ago. Who looked after you when your parents died?
You did, I answered.
I don't know why, she said. I would never do it again. It's bad enough being a blacksmith's wife without being your mother too.
It was Christmas Eve, and I had to help Mrs. Joe get the dinner ready for the next day. While I helped, I wondered how to get food to the man in the marshes. Since it was Christmas, there was a lot of food in the house. I could take some if I was careful. If Mrs. Joe caught me, she would beat me. But then I thought about the young man who would cut out my heart and eat it. Just before I went to bed, I heard the noise of a gun.
What's that?
I asked.
It's a gun on the prison ships out in the river, said Joe.
Why are they firing it?
A prisoner has escaped again, said Mrs. Joe. One escaped yesterday too. Now that's enough questions.
Who do they put on the prison ships?
I asked.
I said no more questions, shouted my sister, standing up. People are put on the prison ships because they're criminals. They steal and murder and do lots of bad things. And they begin their lives of crime by asking too many questions. Now go to bed.
I went upstairs in the dark, terrified of what I had to do. If I did not steal the food, the young man would cut out my heart and eat it. But if I did, would I go to the prison ships for stealing from my sister? I slept little that night, and when I did, I had terrible dreams about cruel young men and prison ships.